There's a warning from the central bank today about a rise in the number of financial scams. The bank says it has seen realistic looking offers online and on texts and emails, but they have turned out to be scams. Dervil Rowland is deputy governor of the central bank and she's with us. Good afternoon. Talk to us about the sort of scams you're seeing at the moment. Are they getting more sophisticated?
For sure. And actually, people are really concerned about this. And that's why we've launched a campaign to raise awareness about it this week to see if you can spot a scammer. We've seen a real increase. And we'll all know this from our own experience. The first type that we've all experienced, and they're getting better and more realistic all the time, is the phishing kind of a scam. And that's the kind of scam where you'll get an email or a text telling you that your child is just getting in touch because they've lost their phone. Could you send them some money or click a link and provide your personal or financial details? And of course, we all know now, never click those links. Don't ever reply to those texts, and real legitimate financial institutions will never contact you in those ways. The other one that we really see an increase in are investment scams. Often they're called cloning type scams, and they often start or occur online. And this is a real worrying phenomena. We see in recent years, the guards and the central bank are seeing significant increase in reporting. The guards in the past 4 years are talking about more than 60 million euros in investments scammed, and that money is gone and people have taken a significant loss. And in the central bank, often people are ashamed or embarrassed when this happens to them, and they don't really want to disclose the kinds of monies involved. And on the phone, they've told us sums as large as 200,000 euros and 50,000 euros.
Are you serious? I mean, presumably that sort of sum is pretty rare, but I mean, that's,
well,
that's a massive sum.
Well, it's actually more common than you'd imagine in this way, because people, when they retire, have a lump sum sometimes to invest for the first time in their lives. And they're being told not to leave it sitting in bank accounts and to do something good for themselves with that. And maybe they're not experienced investors and they go on line to look at offers. And some of these websites that are in fact cloned websites can be really super convincing. And we all know with the advent of AI, things are getting more and more convincing. The other one I just want to mention before I start talking about ways to protect ourselves are, at Christmas, people can be looking for loans. And you can go online and look for what we call high cost credit loan providers to help you get through Christmas and other events in the year. And they sometimes will ask you for a fee to process the loan. And that's called an advance fee fraud. And of course, no legitimate institution will ever ask you to pay a fee for a loan.
And just in relation to all of that, I mean, you say that there are more of these and they're becoming more sophisticated. Where are they coming from and what efforts are being made to clamp down on them?
So this is unfortunately a global phenomena and quite often being driven by online marketplaces. And I'm glad to say that as part of a global coalition of actors, I'm working in IOSCO, which is a global regulatory organisation. We've announced measures to help online safety this week. And in Ireland, we're also running a parallel campaign.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel, though, as though you're getting on top of this?
Well, I feel that it's a global phenomena that's ever increasing. So it's absolutely right to say every action we take, the fraudsters are sophisticated, often not in this country at all. And when that money leaves this country, it makes its way very quickly to other countries. So it's actually a global phenomenon. We need to take the measures we can in Ireland, but we also need to work more closely together. And I'm actually meeting Meta this afternoon to discuss with them, like Google, how they can help keep the marketplace safe.
Just finally, in relation to all of this, is there a place people can go to get advice and to basically give them some pretty basic advice on how to spot a scam?
Well, I would ask anybody to discuss it with their friends and family, look out for each other and go to the central bank. We have a lot of information on our website. You can phone us. We have lists of firms that are authorised. We also have lists of fake websites and scam lists. And we've developed a test that we call the SAFE test. Stop and think. If it's too good to be true, it usually is. Assess the information that you're getting. You can always phone to Second Source, a trusted source, to check, are they real? Do your homework, fact check, and of course, don't feel that you're alone. We're all facing this, so expose it and report it.
Listen, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.